You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Now's a good time to remember where the story of tequila started. In 1795, the first tequila distillery was opened by the Cuervo family. And 229 years later, Cuervo is still going strong. Family owned from the start, same family, same land. Now's a good time to enjoy Cuervo, the tequila that invented tequila. Go to Cuervo.com to shop tequila or visit a store near you. Cuervo, now's a good time.
Trademarks owned by Becle, SAB, the CV. Copyright 2024, Proximo. Jersey City, New Jersey. Please drink responsibly.
Welcome to the Big Suey, a podcast exclusive.
Risky move.
Just when you thought the show could not be more diluted.
Walk the plank.
Bam!
No more free Disney trips.
Now here's the marching band of nowhere.
Arr, matey.
Fat face.
Dan's been stress eating.
And the habitual liar.
Stugatz can't be trusted.
The Big Suey.
Yo ho, yo ho, a pirate radio life for me.
Were you at a Sweet Tomatoes?
A super spreader Sweet Tomatoes.
Well, yes. You say cafe.
Sweet Tomatoes, closed, that brings me back.
I was eating Indian food with my hands, Baba Ganoush.
Are there still Sweet Tomatoes? The one by me closed.
Closed, yeah. Do you think Dan's ever taken like a business meeting at an Applebee's?
Well, you know what's funny about this? Just yesterday, this happened to me just yesterday, okay? Because you say business meetings, and now I am finding my way into some circles where there is real money. Not the kind of money that I've been hanging around with, real money. And so this happened to me yesterday, okay? I have not gone anywhere during the pandemic. I'm trying to be, I'm being obsessively ridiculously careful. But I had to take a meeting with the money because we're looking for some of the investors on some of the stuff that we're doing. And so with a mask and just awkwardly being the guy who's the only one backing away from people and won't take off his mask to eat anything, I realized at one point in a place where the restaurant, if you've been to Fianna, you've seen this. I think it's a $10 million gold dinosaur they've got out back.
Yeah, the woolly mammoth.
It might be a $20 million. Like it's like dinosaur bones.
Yeah.
Actual
dinosaur.
Yes. But I find out how much that costs because it's like $10 or $20 million, something ridiculous. But you guys will love this story. So the table is just being sort of overrun with fawning wonderful service that you get in a restaurant where there's a $20 million gold dinosaur. And I realize pretty soon that the center of the table, and now keep in mind, people are wearing masks, so you can't totally see what's happening everywhere, but they keep talking to a guy named Saul. And I'm guessing as I say this in an audio medium, and I say to Stugat, what does Saul look like? The person at the center of the table that I am telling you, everyone is referring to as Saul. What does that person look like the way that I'm telling this story to you right now?
Saul looks like an old gangster.
My great-grandfather was born in Sicily. His name was Saul.
Yeah.
All right. So Saul was Canelo Alvarez.
Huh.
Wow. Better call Canelo.
The story was basically, I was eating by a $40 million dinosaur, Canelo Alvarez.
No. Did you guys find out? But he's much smaller. You would never guess that that was best pound for pound fighter in the world. You would never guess. If he walked past any of you, he would not look like the man with the biggest contract in the history of individuals in sports. He was talking about his boat, which, not surprisingly, is named. And his boat has a lot of, I believe I have this right, not just Gucci furniture, but I believe Rolls Royce furniture. And I didn't know Rolls Royce made or furniture, or I guess it wouldn't be furniture. I guess it would be interior design.
That's, I was not aware that any car manufacturer, any car dealer did that. Like, they make furniture. Rolls Royce has furniture?
I don't know, Stugatz, but that seemed to
be. I need to look into
this. There was a little bit of difficulty at the table because it wasn't totally everybody. There were a lot of different languages at the table. So I don't know if I heard that right. It didn't make sense to me at all that this would be the case because I had never heard of such a thing.
It does look like Rolls Royce makes some. Make some very nice furniture. This is
that right?
Yeah, I think Lamborghini does as well. Lamborghini's making couches, I believe. Weird.
Is Cyrus with us? Do we have Cyrus on the line?
I'm right here. I'm here, everybody.
Hello, Cyrus. We were having an argument before you got here. Don Van Natta pronounces your name Mary, and
yes.
I believe that Bryant Gumbel pronounced it something else. Do I have it right, Chris? Chris is lacking in confidence. How do we correctly?
No, Gumbel said it Mary, and Van Natta said it another way.
Okay, so Mary.
Think of it as Merry Christmas. How about that?
Okay, very good. So I told you guys last week that the deep dive that Seth Wickersham and Don Van Natta did at ESPN on the Union, because I don't believe the business reporting in sports is very good, and I have read very few Union stories that capture my attention and teach me something because somebody's made a deep dive. And in this deep dive, what they seem to intimate through their reporting is that DeMaurice Smith has failed the Union by becoming allies with the NFL in a way that a Union leader should not be, to the furtherment of his own career. And so Cyrus Mary is joining us now because I believe, Cyrus, and thank you for joining us, you ran against DeMaurice Smith in 2011, correct?
No, 2017.
Okay, so you ran against DeMaurice, and why did you do that?
Well, I was very humbled by the fact that over a dozen Hall of Famers came to me and said, look, they thought something terribly wrong was going on with the PA, that they needed to hear some fresh ideas, have some more choices. And I ran, but none of us knew the great lengths that the PA would do to disenfranchise players and the right to determine their self-determination. So very quietly, keeping 99.5% of the players in the dark, they changed the Constitution leading up to 2017. Any union worth their salt, if they're going to change the Constitution, is going to do it with neon lights, a lot of discussion, total engagement. And here, they very quietly did that. So then we announced on the Bryant Gumbel Show, Real Sports, and a couple of days later, NFL legend Charles Mann comes to me in my office, and he said a very senior level union leader gave him an amendment to the Constitution because Charles Mann was thinking of running for the PA executive director, and said, don't do it, Charles. There'll never be a fair and free election in the union anymore. This is from a union leader to Charles Mann. That being said, we continued to go forward. And what happened in the amendment to the Constitution is they disenfranchised the vast majority of players. So right now, there's an article that Don Van Natta and Seth Wickersham wrote about. When the CBA was approved, it was one player, one vote in 2020. But the amendment to the Constitution is essentially no player, no vote. So instead of having the vast majority of players having a say, 14 members in a selection committee would determine whether or not there would be an election. That meant that the vast majority of people were disenfranchised.
Stugatz, you were eager to get in there because you were delighted by this gentleman's name. You're not so interested in union talk, but Cyrus.
Cyrus, there is no scenario in which Cyrus isn't a great name. It could take any person and make them a badass, and that's what this Cyrus is. He's a badass.
Put it on the poll at Lebatard Show. Does the name Cyrus make any person a badass?
Cyrus the virus.
Thank you. Yeah.
Well, it's Cyrus the Great, the first Persian king. That's where the name comes from.
course.
So tell me a little bit about this, because people generally don't like union talk, but I have a number of different questions for you, because I believe this union has really failed America's most popular sport, doing their employees' work on the back of labor, the physical bodies of labor. So help me with how it is that this sport arrives in a place where in the 90s and in the early 2000s, because they had the three things, Cyrus, they had leadership, leverage, and resources that you have to have to fight rich people. And they made great progress in the late 90s and the 2000s. They had some of those things over the last two decades, but how do they not create some leverage? Like, how does this happen? These players got trampled, and I don't think we're realizing it until right now.
Well, it's very simple. Leadership makes a difference. So while I'm sure he had some flaws, you could just see a sharp contrast between Upshaw and Smith. Under Smith's leadership, he's turned the union over to corporate law firms that don't have union values. They have management values. He has spent tens of million dollars on these corporate law firms, of which he came from himself, which if you look at their websites, they say, hey, hire us, we will disenfranchise workers. Hire us, we will bust the union. Those are the people surrounding Smith. So it's not a surprise that in the fine print, the players have been disempowered by their own union leader. When you can't even vote for who you select as the leader, you've been disenfranchised. And that's what this very quiet, if not totally secret, amendment to the Constitution happened. It's, and it disenfranchised the players, so they don't have a say over their future.
Cyrus, it is crazy what's happened here. Are you flatly saying that basically the NFLPA is run by anti-union lawyers?
100%. I put out a study about this in 2017. They spent over $50 million on corporate lawyers on frivolous lawsuits that had no chance of success to enrich their pockets. That comes out a little bit in Don and Seth's stories. So until you have labor people, people who understand the labor movement, who come from labor backgrounds and your leadership, you're going to get the results that you get. And what bothers me, what I think is one of the most fascinating parts of this, is to their credit, NFL players have worked so hard on voting rights in America, including in Florida, to enfranchise people, to inspire people to get out to vote. At the same time, their voting rights were robbed from them. That's what happened. So when 14 people get to decide whether or not there's an election, this is like going to the governor of a state and ask their cabinet, hey, should we have an election? And say, oh, no, we shouldn't. And to get to the absurdity of it, back in 2017, three Hall of Famers, two other prominent members of the NFL community tried to talk to the 14 and say, hey, will you sit down and talk with Cyrus? Will you get some fresh ideas and hear some new perspectives? And they were told they're not allowed to even talk to us. And instead, the only thing they had to look at to decide whether there would be an election is a report card on Smith. Who wrote the report card on Smith? Damaris Smith. No one else, no independent person wrote that report card. So think about the blinders that were put on. And this is all because they had a union leader afraid of competition. Every day, NFL players compete. They compete in the offseason to get ready for training camp. They compete in training camp. They compete in games, and they hopefully bring championships to their city. This was a guy afraid to compete.
Yes or no, Damaris Smith served his self-interests more than he did the interests of his union.
If you want to understand Smith's track record, show me a place where he showed courage, where he risked his tenure in favor of the players. Show me like three times, because that's what leaders do. I can't think of one time.
Cyrus, why is baseball, why is their union so much stronger?
Because they have labor people. I know the people over there. It comes out of the labor movement. They give and they enfranchise their players. That's where NFL players need to go. But here's the great thing. I'm going to announce right now I am not running to be the next leader of the NFLPA. But within the NFL community, we have legends, we have Hall of Famers, we have people with incredible skill and talent. And it needs to be a former player leading this union. Number two, in a couple of weeks, the player reps are going to be meeting. They need to restore democracy back to their union. They need to find a way so they have free and fair elections. So there's true competition, because only when you have a free election with competition and new ideas, and you can really figure out who's the best to lead you. You close your eyes and close the doors, you get bad results.
NFL players have never really had success as a traditional union withholding services. It hasn't really worked. What would be your strategy, or the next Hall of Fame player that you'd put in charge? What's the strategy other than the traditional union and withholding services?
Well, first of all, I think they got to restore integrity. You got to restore transparency. You got to have empowerment just within the union. And then you have to use modernized labor ideas like what baseball does. And they haven't done that.
NFL owners are the richest owners in sports. How do you develop the resources to fight them? The middle class has been eliminated. Two 10-year contracts, which is ridiculous. Cyrus, two 10-year contracts at this time in streaming. Like, the idea, 10-year contracts for America's most popular sport. I don't know if I can think of a union leadership breach worse than that when this sport, you tell me if I'm wrong, please. You're the expert.
No labor agreement in American history on a thriving industry has a 10-year agreement. Okay. It's never happened and probably never will happen. Only person who's ever agreed to that is DeMora Smith.
I want to run an idea by you and get your thoughts on it. If the quarterbacks, and just the quarterbacks, Brady, Rodgers, Breeze, if he continues to play, Russell Wilson, if they said, guys, you play, we'll sit until we get this right. Because we all care about the quarterbacks, the owners, the NFL, the fans care about the quarterbacks in that sport. How quickly would the owners agree to everything the players wanted if Aaron Rodgers refused to play football until the owners agreed?
I don't know if that would work. I feel like it's been irresponsible to talk about like what Smith did a year before sitting down with the ownership about a strike, about work stoppages. There are other ways that the modern unions work. There are not a lot of strikes happening in America. That's an absolute last resort. Work stoppage is an absolute last resort. And fear-mongering, like Aaron Rodgers brought up about 2 or 3 years being out, that also was an irresponsible talk. So what has to happen is you sit down with people and you come up with creative ideas, creative solutions, and creative ways that could be a way to level the playing field. And that's why you need to have a competition. That's why you have to have new people come forward. And that's why they need to restore democracy in this union.
Why are we anti-union as sports fans, as a country? Why are the players fighting against a country that is anti-union?
Well, I think actually the country's evolving. What you see right now is a fight for 15, a movement that I had a small role talking to people about when it got started. You see the vast majority of people want to see fair wages for people. So I do think the country's evolving on that. People want to see more of a level playing field. They want to see fairness. And what you have is a situation here where the players were disenfranchised by their own leadership. And until that changes, they're never going to have a fair shake.
I just can't believe that we arrived there, Cyrus, quietly. What you're saying to me is it should be something that people are writing about a lot. It shouldn't be. And Seth Wickersham and Don Van Natta did a good job of it. But the things that you're talking about with billions of dollars at stake, I don't understand why there's not more noise around it.
Well, I didn't understand either. When Charles Main came to me and we brought to light the disenfranchising of the players, what the Washington Post, Mark Maskey, did write a story. There was not a single op-ed. There was no outrage. People were okay with it. So that tells you something. Then we put out a report about the tens of millions of dollars of wasteful, reckless spending on these anti-union corporate law firms by this union. No outrage. no follow-up stories. So, Dan, it's your brothers and sisters in the media that had on their watch
God Almighty.
The demise of democracy and the number one sport in America's union, and no one cried foul.
Cyrus, nobody cares. I couldn't believe when I was reading this story, because I don't understand why the reporting in sports on business is so incredibly shitty.
But it's also up to the players. Only the players can save themselves. It has the agents. It's got to remember, Smith also has despotic tendencies. So he rules by fear. He told the union agents he'll only give up power in a knife fight. Look at what happened to Russell Okung, which I didn't know about until reading Don and Seth's story, about how the retribution they gave for this guy trying to do his job, trying to meet his fiduciary duties, trying to do his research, trying to share new ideas, and instead they punished him.
What do you believe of all the things that you know studying this particular patch of land in sports is the most outrageous of the things that you will find in terms of details here? Because you've already mentioned secret amendments, and you've already mentioned the idea of a union head with anti-union lawyers partnering essentially with NFL owners to screw the bodies in that sport and his membership body. You think what is the most galling thing when you're like, how can this possibly be? I know it's hard to choose.
Well, do you have a hope? Huge menu of choices there, Dan. I think that what stunned me the most reading this particular article was how Russell Okung was treated. That was outrageous to me, that you punish Russell Okung for doing his homework. You silence other voices. That was outrageous to me. And what needs to happen in the next 2 weeks is the player reps and just sit down and say, you know what? Player voices are not going to be silenced. Player choices are not going to be taken away. We're going to have a free and fair election. We're going to put out some candidates and let the best rise to the top. Let's have a competition.
What do you think is going to happen here with the next guy or woman? How can you move around the locker room? So many of the players disinterested, misinformed. Some of them come from college. It's not like baseball's minor leagues. They come from college. They feel like they've been treated real well at Alabama and everything else, so they don't feel like they need to complain about many things. How does someone unite young and old, haves and have-nots, practice squad players, and stars?
It's with the one word, activism. We have seen activism, the Players' Coalition. We've seen the Players' Coalition go out and get people registered to vote, fight efforts to disenfranchise. You take that same energy to bring democracy within the union, to give player empowerment within the union. Look at what happened with NFL votes. This year had record turnout in the nation's voting patterns. There's a little bit of credit has to go to all that effort to educate on voting. And you can't go out in the field and try to get others to vote as citizens and have your pocket picked and your voting taken away from you at home in your own union.
Cyrus, appreciate the insight. Thank you for being on with us, sir.
Good to see you guys.
The Dan Le Batard Show with Stu Gatz is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's time for a self-check-in. How's your social battery right now? Is it drained or bursting with energy? Similar to how a battery stores energy before eventually running out, individuals with a social battery may feel a need to recharge or withdraw from social situations after a certain amount of time. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with work or social gatherings. What's the right amount of socializing for you, and how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some more alone time. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/DLB today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/DLB.
It is time for Stu Gatz to share his game notes. No one in the media will tell you what happened better than my boy Stu.
Dan,
after years of bad basketball and awful management, we'll take anything we can get. 18-17, just 5 games back in the Eastern Conference. And Dan, just like that, despite having James Dolan as an owner, Dan, the New York Knickerbockers are back. How about that? You agree? Seems like you do.
What are they? Are they game over 500? I know that they like
to... I said 18-17, 5 games out in the East. That might be different now after they won last night. Let me check real quick.
You should be very happy if they are bottom half of the standings.
4.5 out in the East!
Making in the playoffs as a 7 or 8 seed. You should be thrilled. If they finish the season better than Charlotte, you should be thrilled.
I love when the Knicks are floating around 500 because then we start having discussions totally forced by New York media members that say, Julius Randle is just as good as Chris Bosh.
This was infuriating yesterday.
Oh, he's pretty good.
Infuriating that people were
little
putting.
JR.
Do you know how I don't get angry about things like that?
A little orange Julius, Dan. They're also a game and a half out of the 9 seed. But they're back.
That's right.
Playoffs are expanded this year.
Oh, really? We're in. This is very exciting. You know what Drew Brees put on over the weekend, Dano?
Was it a show?
A gun show. Not certain which is a better feeling, finding money in your pant pocket or getting an Amazon package that you forgot you ordered.
Put it on the poll, Guillermo. Wow. Which is better? Which of those two is better?
Got a couple of unexpected golf shirts. Definitely hammered when I ordered them. Showed up on the front porch yesterday. How about that?
Put it on the poll, Guillermo, at Le Batard Show. Are you surprised at all that when he gets drunk, Stu Gatz goes crazy buying golf stuff?
Guy in the community, whose name I do not know, trying to jar my memory by telling me you are the guy with a basketball court in your backyard is not going to help. If I don't know your name, do you think I know what's in your backyard?
Why are you lashing?
It's very annoying.
Why are you lashing out at a neighbor?
It bothered me. I didn't know his name. He had to reintroduce himself. I said, I'm sorry, I forgot your name. And then before he gave me his name, he tried to jar my memory by telling me I got the full court basketball court in the backyard. Get out of here.
Put it on the poll, Guillermo. Jar your memory or jog your memory at Le Batard Show.
Turns out it was Roberto Luongo. How about that? Sorry. Dan.
Yeah, I'm right here, Stu.
You know what the Z in Zlatan stands for? It stands for I don't give a shit.
I mean, okay.
I didn't even write that.
I don't think any of that works.
Does it? Oh. LeBron, I love what you do and that you do it, but picking and choosing ain't exactly brave. You should have spoken up about China. You did it. It was your second worst professional moment, right behind the time you were afraid to post up J.J. Barea. By the way, LeBron, had you spoken up about China, I was going to give you an additional ring in my personal record book. You'd be one behind MJ right now. Too bad.
Yeah, you got to tell him that beforehand.
Well, maybe next time.
You could have changed human rights issues in the world if you had just told him that earlier.
Well, that's something Jordan didn't do, and LeBron has tried to do it, didn't do it with Daryl Morey. Had he done it, he'd have 5 rings right now.
But so he can't pick and choose, just to be clear. He's got to pick all the things that you agree with and talk about them. He can't pick and choose.
He's got to choose and defend everyone and everything. Okay. That's what Ali did.
I would prefer that as well. Ali didn't do a whole lot of defending of the white man, but if the standard is Ali, he could be better.
Well, thank you.
But he's great.
I said that.
And that one's complicated, Stu Gatz, because every Fortune 500 company in the world is dealing with China, and he's got an enormous business relationship. Do I want him to say something? Absolutely. Should he have? Absolutely. Did he? Do I understand why he didn't? Yeah, absolutely.
You know who was disappointed, though? Ali's wife. Want to know why? Ali would have said something.
Yeah, he would have.
That's what I'm talking about. Johnny Manziel and Josh Gordon are playing together in a new league for a team called the Zappers. How do the Zappers have a more exciting offense than the Jets? I hate them. Johnny Football. Facundo Campazzo. Greatest name in sports. I don't even know what team he plays for. I think he's a Nugget, isn't he? Facundo Campazzo.
It's a good name.
It really is. Arsenal, 3. Leicester City, 1. You know what that means, Dan?
You pronounce Leicester City right.
It means the injuries have started to catch up to the Foxes.
Is that right?
Kagler Savonia. Wilford Didi. Timothy Castagne. Caluccio Ihiacho. Yuri Tielemans. And Jamie Vardy. Have their work cut out for them. Vardy party. The Pistons are 9-24 and only 6.5 games out of a playoff spot. One might say the Pistons are still in the mix.
In the mix.
Wait, did that change after yesterday?
You got to check. It changes. They do. They've been like 8 or 9 seed or 10 seed or 11 seed.
Carry the 7. It looks like maybe 5.5, 13. What's the difference? 7.5?
They're close.
All right. In the mix.
In the mix.
You feel good about the Jazz over the Nuggets in the first round of the NBA playoffs? Exactly. Watch out for the Heat. Here come the Bucks.
So you looked at the standings.
I was just going to say, so are you just looking at standings and you're just going over games one in a row? Like, is that how you're, that's how lazy you're doing the analysis. Look out, here come the Bucks.
I mean, 6 straight for the Heat and 5 straight for the Bucks. And don't forget about the Pacers.
No.
Off to the slowest 15-17 start in NBA history.
The slowest.
Just a half game out of the 8th seed.
We're going to be able to do that. You know, you realize.
And 1.5 games behind
the
Knicks.
Do you realize the Calgary Flames are 1.5 games out of the 8th seed in the Eastern Conference of the NBA? Like, everybody's 1.5 games out of the 8 seed.
You're right. Tom Thibodeau, NBA Coach of the Year, Collision Course, Thibs. Steve Kerr is finally coaching. Greg Popovich is coaching better than ever. Pop. Totally looking at the standings.
You just love. I think you have said every year for the last 20 years, this might be Pop's greatest coaching job.
Yeah, but this time I'm serious. 17-12, Dan, in a Western Conference that's very difficult without LaMarcus Aldridge. For him to be 17-12 is ridiculous. Name a spur besides LaMarcus Aldridge.
DeRozan.
Oh, yeah. Damn it. All of them. Name another one after DeRozan.
Is Rudy Gay still wandering around out there?
He might be their sixth man. There's Alani, I believe. I don't know. The fifth or something.
And a bunch of 4 second rounders.
It's Lonnie V.
A bunch of four. Becky Hammon's going
to
be the
related
first.
Related to Will Fuller.
Hammon's going to be the first woman to coach any kind of professional American sports team. They're going to do that quietly in the shadows with Popovich.
If Kyrie would only rest his mouth as much as he rests his shoulder. Canelo Alvarez with an easy victory over Tom Can. His real name is Tomato Can. But people in the know call him Tom Can. Golf world.
His real name is Saul.
Sal, better call Canelo. Golf world. Tiger's still alive. In fact, according to reports, he's in great spirits. Nothing like he died. I can't take it anymore. The anticipation is killing me. Where will J.J. Watt take his 5.5 sacks next season? Regardless of where he goes, He should just wear the American flag as his uniform.
Put it on the poll, Guillermo. At Le Batard Show, should an exception be made that allows J.J. Watt to just wear an American flag during NFL games?
Oh,
it's so great. Nothing else. No underwear, no jockstrap, nothing. Just J.J. Watt and an American flag.
Dan, we're getting pretty close to the college basketball season. Nick Foles is still a candidate to be the Bears quarterback. Jesus Christ. Tom Brady is still motivated by his pre-draft scouting report. Jesus Christ. I'm saying that because he might actually be Jesus Christ. Headline: New Orleans mayor makes pitch for Russell Wilson. Mayor, I'm pretty certain you have more important things to do. And I'm also pretty certain Drew Brees told you to go bleep yourself. Panthers, Wild, Lord Stanley, Collision Course. I'm pretty certain the Pac-12 football season was supposed to start this weekend. Hell of a year. Speaking of hell, Arp Riles. Dan, those are the weekend observations.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.